Over more than a decade, I have regularly published some short thoughts on horses and horsemanship, which has been my primary way to build the type of following that is required to attract interest in a modern world. It's my way of advertising how and why I think the way I do, and to give some genuine and original material to those who are on a never-ending search for improvement. I'm not a great lover of the builder profile that brags of success and greatness style of marketing that is often seen on social media. To me, there's not much dignity in that. I was someone brought up in an environment where that type of behaviour was looked down on. It might be different if I was selling a product, but wholesale marketing of myself is something that I've never been overly comfortable with. Social media is a great way to show people a little about oneself, what I think and how I go about things. By its nature, it suits short posts and pictures rather than articles and more in-depth explanations or expanded viewpoints. When you need to convey how something works rather than it just exists and it is effective, sometimes an understanding of related ideas is required. There used to be a comedy duo in Britain called the Two Ronnies. They were Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett. Ronnie Corbett was a magnificent teller of funny stories or jokes who had a rather unique style. He would start on a subject which would lead to another subject within the subject, all of which were funny stories. Inevitably, this would lead him all the way back to the original story and an hilarious ending. I find myself doing this when teaching at clinics, obviously without quite the amount of humour. I'll start theorising on something, which will lead me to something related, which I will need to explain, and that may require some other clearly understood subject matter, which leads us back to my original point. This book takes some of the most popular thoughts of the day and talks about them, with the added benefit of being able to elaborate on the ideas to see where the subject matter takes it. Ironically, I'm like this when I work with horses that need help or improvement. I never have too much of an expectation. I just wade in and see where it takes it. Rather than a planned outcome for an end result, it helps me stay focused on fixing the basic stuff and shortcomings that I encounter along the way. It keeps me in the moment and ensures a much better long-term outcome for the horse. Look, there's a valuable thought right there.